Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I had ordered some of the other cream, and I had called back afterwards to cancel it because I didn't need it after all. I found the cream that I already had. So the guy said it would come off and I wouldn't be charged on my card, and I was charged.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
83204.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. You said it was 83204?
Yes, hon.
Alrighty, and I do thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
The first and last name, Kathleen McDonald, M-C. O-N-N-E-L-L.
And thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
853 Samuel Street, Unit B, Pocatello, Idaho, 83204.
And I do thank you for that, ma'am. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. And I do see that you had placed an order for the ABA skin cream and the eye serum as well. Did you receive
right.
your product?
No, because when I called it in, I immediately called afterwards. And then you guys were to call back, and you called back. And I canceled it before it went on my car.
Correct.
But obviously, and then today when I looked and wasn't on there, was still pending, and turned around and I looked just a few minutes ago, and it already came out on my card. So I needed to be reversed. And I canceled the order. The guy said I wasn't going to be charged.
What did they bill you? How much was they billed you for? Because in the system, I'm seeing only the $6.95 that you paid shipping and handling for each one of the products. And it does seem like it was canceled.
It's not. They said they may have canceled it, but it never came off my card.
Okay. How much did they bill you? The full price of the product?
The $6.95 and the $6.95.
Okay. The $6.95, both of those are for the shipping and handling of the products, and you did say you received them or you didn't?
I did not receive them.
Oh, okay. The refund. Oh, you were wanting the refund of the $6.95 for each one of the products that you ordered. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. The $6.95 were actually valid charges. And usually shipping and handling is not refunded. Once you put in that order for the product, shipping and handling is something that we can't refund. Now, we could have refunded if you had already been billed for them, but shipping and handling is usually a charge that we can't refund. Give me 1 second and let me speak with my supervisor, okay?
Yeah, because I called back immediately before it could even go out. That's the thing, and that should say on there it should be refunded, but I was never told that.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second and let me speak to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ma'am?
Yes.
I'm sorry for the holding. I do thank you for holding. And yes, ma'am, I will be successfully able to actually refund you those $6.95 charges of each one of the products, okay? Yeah, yes, ma'am. And they will be back to the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All righty. And I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
Sorry about doing that.
That is fine.
And then I have to put gas in my car. So
yes, ma'am. And I do know that.
And I'm unemployed. I just got...
I can understand that. So, yes, ma'am. But okay. Have no fear. Both of them will be back in that account. And as I stated, it would take 3 to 5 business days for the show back up, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And I do thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.